每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月23日，复兴灵命。耶和华呀，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来。哈巴谷书3:2。你有没有看见过一个人昏迷的状态？他有生命体征，但是不会知道发生的事情，而且对现实也没有感知。复兴和复苏之间是有区别的。医生用复苏术试图让濒死的人活过来，复兴是针对一个还活着但无意识的人。从属灵的层面看，我们同样可能处于昏迷状态，完全和圣灵失去联系。我们可能感受不到造物主的存在，也不在乎他在我们生命中的做工。当一个人相信基督，获得重生，他已经从死里复活了。复兴就是要把一个已经是基督徒的人从冷漠忽视上帝或漠视上帝，只依靠自己而不靠上帝的边缘重新拉回来。这是极其重要的，因为需要复兴的基督徒是不结果子的。我已经得到了，其他跟我没关系，这是不讨神喜悦的态度。自20世纪初以来，美国还没有一次灵命的复兴。正如赞美诗中所唱，主啊，赐下复兴从我开始。如果我们想看见民族的复兴，必须从每一个基督徒开始。你将如何每日与神同行，如何复兴你的灵命呢？让我们一起祷告。天父，求你复兴我们的教会，让我们关心天国的事情，关心灵舍是否得救，关心家人是否得救。父啊，让我们想你所想，求你所求。神啊，愿你复兴我们，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 23rd, Revival. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. Habakkuk 3:2. Have you ever seen someone unconscious? Such a person will usually have vital signs but is not aware of anything that is occurring. There is also a lack of any perception of reality. There is a difference between revival and resuscitation. Resuscitation is used on a person who is dead and whom the doctors are trying to bring back to life. Revival is for a person who is alive but unconscious. Spiritually, we can be unconscious and completely out of touch with the Spirit of God. We may be unaware of the God who made us and what He wants us to do in and through us. When one comes to Christ in faith and is born again, he or she is brought back from the dead into life. But when revival occurs, a person who is already a Christian is brought back from the brink of apathy, of taking God for granted, of ignoring God and trying to live under one's own power and strength. This can be deadly for others, because the Christian in need of revival is not producing any fruit for God. I've got mine, and that's all that matters, is not an attitude that is pleasing to God. We have not seen a revival in America since shortly after the turn of the 20th century. But, as the hymn says, Lord, send a revival, and let it begin with me. If we are to see a revival in our nation, it must begin in the hearts of individual believers. What are you doing in your daily walk with God that will bring revival to your life? Let us pray. Father, bring revival to our churches. Lead us to be concerned about the things of your kingdom, about our neighbor's salvation, about our family's salvation. Father, put in our heart the same desires and passions that you have. Revive us, O God, in Jesus' name.